Thank you to Chris Russell, Redskins reporter for Intercom Sports and 106.7 The Fan. Thank you to all of our crew in covering the Commonwealth. Norm Wood on the Hokies, Wayne Epps on the VCU Rams, Damon Dillman on the Wahoos. All of our interviews can be found at thefanrichmond.com. It's where also you can nominate. You missed it earlier. The category has been released for McElroy's March Mania, the field of 32 this year in the honor of now the late Luke Perry passing away, best known as Dylan McKay. We are taking male TV icons of the 1990s. We've got four regions. You can go vote and nominate. Teen college dramas is one category. Your Dawson's Creek, your 90210s, your Saved by the Bells. We have cop and legal shows. We've got, well, let's see, Miami Vice was more 80s, but you could go L.A. Law, you could go NYPD Blue, sitcoms in general, big sitcoms. We've got Seinfeld, we've got Cheers, we've got Wings, we've got Home Improvement. However, the fourth category may complicate your nominee for sitcoms because we have category number four is TV Dads. Male TV icons of the 1990s. Four regions. Nominate yours, and we will break this down. We'll have a field of eight in each region, the field of 32. We roll NIT style on the show, not NCAA model. So send them over. Who would you nominate? Give us one teen. And by the way, it's male TV icons. Teen college drama, cop legal shows, sitcoms, or TV dads. Send over your nominations for each. Got a couple good ones so far. DJ writes in, in the category of teen college dramas, Pacey Witter of Dawson's Creek, which for some reason my wife, when she was pregnant, went back and watched the entire series on Hulu. Here's a good one. Walker, Texas Ranger.
All right. Wasn't he in last year's pool? Wasn't he in last year's bracket for...
No,
for...
because that was movie badasses. We didn't have TV.
Oh,
this is good.
Okay.
This is good. I like this. Al Bundy for TV Dads. Well played, sir. Married with Children. Andrew writes in, Zach Morris, Saved by the Bell. Jimmy Smits, NYPD Blue. Tim the Toolman Taylor, Home Improvement. And Mike Flaherty for Spin City. Loved Michael J. Fox. He was a lot of fun. John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies. This is so in your wheelhouse. Are you listening? Have you heard the category?
I heard Pacey, and then I checked out, man. He was my guy. I was so happy that him and Joey wound up together, at least for a portion of Dawson's Creek. That was a great show, man.
We're doing McElroy's March Mania, and the category is the Field of 32 Male TV Icons of the 1990s. This was inspired by you, by the way, inspired in the honor of the passing of Luke Perry. So we've got teen college dramas is one region, cop legal shows is another, sitcoms is another, and TV dads is the final. You want to nominate anybody besides Pacey?
Yeah, Norm from Cheers.
Attaboy. Hey, see? You could do an entire Cheers. You could do basically everybody here. We had Frasier Crane, who was a dad. He could go in as a TV dad. You had Norm. You had Cliffy. You had Sam Mayday Malone. All right, send over your nominations.
Sipowicz, too, from NYPD Blue, if you got cops.
Yep, cop legal shows. All right, John Lazer's thinking of some. You send yours over at YoWest910, the fan. He can multitask because he's getting ready to call Virginia Tech, and now we found out today it will be Miami over Wake Forest. I honestly did not see too much of that game. We were show prepping, and things were coming at us. Any takeaways? Actually, I'm more curious. What was your takeaway from the previous two meetings of Virginia Tech and Miami? One with Justin Robinson and then Friday night without Justin Robinson.
Yeah, I think your takeaway against Miami both times for Virginia Tech is that they've got talent on that team, and you can definitely see that. And when they're able to get the basketball into the paint, get paint touches, they're very effective, particularly when they play through Anthony Lawrence. And they had stretches in both of the games where they've had offensive success. The Hokies, I don't want to say fortunate, they won because they executed so well offensively. So you look at it, it's not a team that Virginia Tech's been able to shut down and keep out of the paint, and that was the same problem that Wake Forest had today. Obviously, the problem for Miami is there's just no depth. And in that second matchup with Virginia Tech, Izundu gets in foul trouble in the first half, and the game's essentially over at that point because the Hokies tilted it and had that halftime 14-point lead. So Wake Forest, you know, you can see why they've struggled. They didn't play very crisp basketball, that they didn't take care of the basketball enough to beat Miami. And as expected, Miami won that game.
Lays, this is going to sound like a very general question, simplistic. I know the objective is to win and cut down the nets, but for this team, the makeup of this team, and knowing that the NCAA tournament is next week, what's this week for Virginia Tech?
This week for Virginia Tech, I don't want to call it completely house money. I think that's the case should they win tomorrow. You're at a point where you know you're in the NCAA tournament. You're probably lodged right there between the 4 and 5 line. I think you're okay, honestly, on the 5 line, despite the fact that people will talk about the 5-12 upsets. That's fine. You're going to look at any of those matchups against some of those mid-major teams. If you beat Florida State, I think you're deserving of a 4 seed, and that's why I say it's kind of a house money situation where you have nothing to lose because, again, you'll be without Justin Robinson this week, and you just see what you can do. You know, you'd love to get another crack at Virginia. Obviously, that'd be so much fun down here in Charlotte. So I think that's the stress-free way that the Hokies are looking at it this week. And I say that, I just saw Buzz Williams walk through the lobby here. He was smiling, having fun. His wife, Corey's here. I think they were out shopping a little bit this afternoon, looking into game planning mode now, obviously, for tomorrow. And I'm enjoying that, quite frankly, because that won't be the case next week.
Lays, you look at this team, and we've discussed this before, and I know so many people want to talk about Justin Robinson. We don't know. I think Buzz's words on Friday night where it's going to be a close call. This team has been – Kerry Blackshear step up so big. We know the talent of Nikhil Alexander Walker. If you take those two away, who is the tertiary most important Hokie down there in Charlotte this week?
It's Ahmed Hill. You know, as you can see, this team has played phenomenal basketball over its last 3, and I include that Florida State loss in that game. Some things went against them that you normally wouldn't have go against you in terms of the style of play in that game. But Ahmed Hill was outstanding in all 3. And really, he hadn't been particularly shooting the basketball since Justin Robinson's been out. This team, people always like to say this team is at a different level when Justin Robinson's there. That's absolutely true because you don't always have to have Ahmed Hill or Ty Outlaw contribute in the way that they do on nights when Justin Robinson gets his offensively like he did against Syracuse. But when he's not there, this team, as we've seen, is still capable of playing to that level of him there. There's just a lot less margin for error, and I think it falls almost exclusively on Ahmed Hill because Ty Outlaw is rarely going to have a night where he shoots under 40%, 30% from outside. It's a shot level that varies. But for Ahmed Hill, it's been kind of wild swings in terms of he's either a dominant player offensively or has disappeared a little bit. When he's dominant offensively as option 2 or option 3 for this team, they're a top 10 team in the country, in my opinion.
John Lazer is brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff and there for you in any case. And the case is tomorrow, Virginia Tech and Miami. Coverage begins at 1:30. And you will be able to hear Mr. Lazer and Mr. Burnup on the call right here at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And I look forward to it, man. TV will be on and the volume will be down. And we'll have you guys playing in studio and look forward to having you on the station.
All right, man. We look forward to it, too.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Thanks for jumping on.
All right, Wes. See you.
John Lazer at LazVT on Twitter and on the call tomorrow for the Hokies and the Hurricanes as Miami today beats Wake Forest and Notre Dame. They got a little close to yakking it up there, but they beat Georgia Tech. For a full list of what shook down today, we got an update coming up with Danny Noakes and Brian Kenny of the MLB Network still to come right here on the news, Sports Radio 910 The Fan.